Hi, I'm Jennifer Halbert, a real estate agent here in Laguna Beach with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. And
I'm David Parker. I'm an architect in Laguna Beach, and we're taking over KXFMR radio today.
We are here with KXFM and the KX Takeover, where we take over the radio station to raise money for KXFM.
And you're listening to KXFM, if you haven't already realized that. did I say we were listening to KXFM? I think I already said it.
And if you want to donate online, you can just go to kxfmradio.org and click the banner on the top of the page that says KX Takeover.
Hey, guys, I've already got somebody on the phone for you.
Oh, awesome. Who do we have?
We're doing great, aren't we?
I know. Wow.
Who do we have?
Eileen, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. Hey,
hi.
I'm so glad you called in. Can you hold on for a little bit, and we're going to talk a little, and then bring you back on?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
awesome.
Right. Okay. We're going to. Cool. Eileen is a really super special guest. We'll connect with her very shortly. But I thought that Jennifer and I should talk a little bit about ourselves.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
yes.
So how did we first start getting to know each other?
Well, I was actually doing an open house here at Top of the World, and this lovely architect just walked right in, and we just started chatting, and we just had so much in common because David is such a huge art advocate in the area, and he's very involved with SoCal Philharmonic.
She had an open house. I'm involved with music, and we're going to talk more about the Southern California Philharmonic later and have some guests from the orchestra talk about what the orchestra is doing. And I'll bet most people didn't know that there is an orchestra in the area, and they are involved in Laguna Beach. That's why we're calling our show here Things You Probably Didn't Know About Laguna Beach. There's a lot of things going on kind of under the radar that most people know about word of mouth that aren't really advertised, and we're going to share some of those things with you. So, and one of those things is I have kind of a side hustle of creating musical performances in people's homes.
Yeah, that was one of the things that we had talked about. David had mentioned, he's like, do you know any houses that might be open to holding these events? And it is the coolest event I had ever gone to, where people get dressed up and all these awesome artists attend, from musicians to dancers, actors, the whole nine yards. It is just amazing.
It's called Sonatasia.
Yes.
And I started doing it back in 2009, and I've been focusing on the Laguna Beach area. We just have a few a year. Of course, we haven't been able to have any since the shutdown, but it incorporates all sorts of disciplines, dance and singing and music, all kinds of music. But the thing that makes it really unique is it happens inside a house, and the performance unfolds all around everybody. Rather than just having a stage and the audience is sitting behind a stage, it happens spontaneously everywhere, right?
Yes, super, super cool and exciting. You just never know what's going to happen next. And I was just totally enthralled. And I was like, this is so, so cool. I want to be more involved. I said, I want to sponsor these events, just anything to get involved, because we both have this background underneath our careers where so much is involved with the arts, where I have the acting and painting, and David as well with the music. And so we're going to have all these awesome guests, which underlined, you know, all of the wonderful things that we both love. So you want to start with our first guest?
I wanted to talk a little bit about Vanjie.
Oh, yeah. She was at the first one.
I kind of want to tease everybody about
this.
Oh,
yes, she's awesome.
Vanjie is a super special guest. I'm really excited to have her. And you saw her at the Sonatasia
event. I did. I was blown away. She is spectacular. I just think she was totally awesome. If we get to hear her today, we will all be so lucky.
She is the lead vocalist for Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band. If you're a jazz enthusiast, I'm sure you're familiar with the band. They are, I think, a 24 piece band. They've won like 4 Grammys, 3 Emmys. They've been nominated multiple times. Gordon Goodwin is a composer. He wrote the score for The Incredibles, and I attended one of their performances in L.A. back last December, and I was just blown away. It's just so fantastic. And Vanjie is the lead vocalist. She's got a tremendous, tremendous voice. Mm-hmm. And we are going to play a song with her and the band called Summertime. Summertime was a song from Porgy and Bess by George Goodwin. I mean, George Goodwin, George Gershwin. And Gordon Goodwin wrote this special arrangement, and we're going to have you listen to it right now.
Yeah, let's play that one first. Yeah. Perfect. Let's go.
The curtain is high. Oh, your daddy's rich, and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby. Cry.
Jennifer Halbert.
David Parker on KSFM Takeover.
Yes, where we're taking over the radio station to raise money for KXFM.
You can donate online. Just go to kxfmradio.org and click on the banner at the top of the page that says KX Takeover.
Or you can call in 949-715-KXFM.
And we just heard Vanjie Gunn, lead vocalist for Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, sing Summertime, a special arrangement by Gordon Goodwin of the George Gershwin classic.
And that was awesome.
And we're going to talk to Vanjie later in the hour, so stay tuned. We're excited about that. Yeah. And we're excited about this radio station. I've been listening to it a lot, haven't you, Jennifer?
It is awesome, yes. All about the arts, supporting the arts. It's just amazing. Ed in the mornings is just awesome.
He's
I love
doing a
listening
fist pump
to him.
Over there.
He is just the best. So yeah, you got to tune in for that. He's fabulous.
Yeah. And it's all about sharing the talent in Laguna Beach and things going on and focusing on the local thing. And it's a non-commercial radio station. It's only supported by public funds. So reach down and dig in there and help the radio station out.
Give what you can, because it's just an amazing thing really that they're doing here. And that's why we're here.
Hey, we've got somebody online. She called in earlier. She's a cellist. And Eileen, if you're ready, I'd like to hear, she wants to play a little thing live for us.
Yes.
Right on the radio. So Eileen, take it away.
You're ready.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
That was fantastic. So what did you just play for us?
Hello. I just played a small portion of the first movement of the Dvorak's Cello Concerto in B minor.
Wow. That's
and
awesome.
tell us your name.
Oh, hi. I'm Aline Tai.
How old are you, Aline?
I'm 12 years old.
Wow. You are so, how long have you been playing?
About almost 7 years. Wow. I started when I was 5.
Oh my!
I'm sure everybody hearing that thought you've been playing for 20 or 30 years.
Yes.
We're all super impressed. And 2 years ago, you entered into a competition and won that competition. Can you tell us about that?
Oh yeah. It was the Young Artist Concerto Competition hosted by the Southern California Philharmonic.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were only 10 back then. And had you performed with a symphony orchestra before?
No, that was the first time. It was very different. It was different from playing with just a pianist only. I had to communicate with both the conductor and the whole orchestra. And I also had to listen to each of the sections of the orchestra, since each of the instruments had their own colors. But then also at the same time, I was able to enjoy the performance.
I think it's amazing that the orchestra gave you that opportunity to live a dream of performing with a full symphony orchestra. And you played the last movement of the Elgar Cello Concerto. And
yes.
I heard you, and it was fantastic. Yes. That's a demanding piece.
Yes.
So bravo.
Yes, bravo. I was so lucky to hear you on your Zoom event that you did. And I just want to say that was so awesome.
Yeah, tell us about that Zoom event.
Yeah, tell us about that. I actually played it for my family, and they absolutely were all amazed by your performance.
Thank you so much for supporting us. Mm-hmm. It was because of this pandemic, we haven't been able to go to live performances.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I did a concert over Zoom just a few months ago to fundraise for the SoCal Phil. And in total, we fundraised over $1,500.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. Great job. So what is your connection to Laguna Beach?
Oh, well, just last February, before all this quarantine, I performed at a private home in Laguna Beach. And also before that, I performed at the Forest and Ocean Gallery in Laguna Beach.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Well, when everybody's able to perform again, we're looking forward to see you in Laguna Beach a lot more often. And
yes,
people will be delighted. Now, do you have any advice for young cellists who want to take their music to the next level?
One, I think my advice for younger cellists would probably to try to set goals every day. They can set long-term goals, for example, to play their favorite pieces or to solo with an orchestra. They can also set daily goals, for example, to just sit down and practice every day and find their own joy in music. Mm. I think by setting goals, they can reach the next level.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great advice. Yes.
Well, it's been a real joy talking to you and hearing you play.
Yes, thank you so much.
We know you're going to have a wonderful adventure with music and the cello in your life, and we look forward to seeing where that takes you.
Yeah, we can't wait to hear more of this.
As a matter of fact, that since you said that, Jennifer, we are going to hear more right now.
Yay!
What are we going to hear, Eileen?
This next piece is Dance of the Elves, a short virtuosic salon piece by David Popper.
Thank you. It's not David Parker. It's actually David Popper. just to clarify that. Although I wish I could claim it. Thank you, Eileen. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Eileen, so much.
Bye-bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, oh, thank you. You too. And your family.
Yes.
Thank you.
awesome. That was Bravo. Elaine Tai, just 12 years old, playing the cello. And that was Dance of the Elves by David Popper. Wow. You are amazing. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you for letting us play your beautiful music.
And you're listening to KXFMR Radio.
And the KX Takeover, where...
David Parker
and Jennifer Halbert take over the radio station to raise money for KXFM.
And if you would like to donate online, go to kxfmradio.org, click on the banner at the top of the page that says KX Takeover, and you'll see where you can donate. And guess what? We had a donation.
Yes! Wow! $100. Thank you so much, Rob. You are
awesome.
Woo! Let's keep the donations coming. This is all for a great cause. For our, go ahead.
This
David,
radio,
go ahead.
this radio station.
Take it over, David.
It's, oh, that's no problem. It's all about things going on in Laguna Beach and supporting local artists, musicians, and various things happening in town. As a matter of fact, we have a theme. It's called "Fun Things Happening in Laguna Beach That You Probably Didn't Know About," because. Everyone knows about the Pageant of the Masters and the Art Museum and all of the other things that people do in town. But there are a lot of things going on that aren't advertised. It's just kind of word of mouth. And we're going to bring some of those to you today. And there are a lot of them. We had to pick and choose. So please... think about what you can give, even if it's only $10, $20, $25.
Whatever it is, yeah, anything helps.
Every little thing helps. And if 50 people gave $10, we'd reach our goal of $500. If 500 people gave $1, we'd be there. If 1,000 people, I digress.
Yeah, just call 949-715-5936.
And keep those cards and letters coming. Now, we have another guest, and Jennifer, I think I'll let you take the lead on this because this is someone you know.
Yeah, this is actually a really cool kind of common person that David and I knew that we didn't even really knew we knew. But Pamela Peake is an actor and acting instructor. And funny enough, before I actually moved out to Laguna Beach full time, I was back and forth from LA area. And oftentimes I would have an audition, but I didn't have anyone out here to tape me. So I found Pamela Peake through an acting school, and she, I don't even know if she remembers this, but she put me on tape on an audition here in Orange County. So it's super cool that David also is related to her in some way.
She is my son's mother-in-law.
So really cool, right?
So we have I'm not aware of any actual name for that relationship. But
exactly. So,
hi, Pamela.
How are you, Pamela?
Hi, David. Hi, Jennifer. And yes, I do remember you. And David, we're just the in-laws.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today and talking with us. This is awesome.
Sure. When I heard it was about Laguna Beach, I got so excited. My actors had performed there. And it was actually David Parker that introduced us there. Thank you, David. That was like 10 years ago, wasn't it?
Wow, yeah, it was. You came to our very first Sonatasia performance in Dana Point.
Oh, wow.
That's right. And when I saw his musicians performing in those beautiful Laguna Beach homes, mm-hmm. I said, hey, I've got some great actors, a troupe of actors. Mm-hmm. Can we join you? And we've done a lot of joint shows, haven't we? Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Oh, wait, yeah. What is this thing called Spoon River?
Yeah, tell us about Spoon River.
Well, we just finished one. It was in Orange County. And, in fact, it was just last weekend. If anybody Googles Spoon River Anthology, they'll see that it's a collection of free-form poems written in about 1915. An artist went wild when he wrote these. And they're all characters that one man wrote that have come back from the grave and tell about their lives. Some are crazy, some are funny, some are spooky, some are inspirational, and we've performed them many times in Laguna Beach homes. In fact, if I can say this while your listeners are there,
yeah.
We're looking for a beautiful outdoor because we do socially distanced small audience shows during this COVID time, and we're looking in middle to late February for a beautiful yard that overlooks a canyon or the ocean to put on another one of these shows. And we love Laguna Beach.
If anyone listening has a house with a nice yard and would love to have an incredible, magical performance right in their own yard, right at their own home, that's social distance, give Pamela a call or email her. How can they contact you, Pamela?
Tell us how they can contact you.
Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, at Pamela Peak, P-E-A-K, Productions with an S. So that's Pamela at Pamela Peak, Productions with an S.
Cool.
And how can is that how people can find out about upcoming performances, going to your website?
Yes, they can ask to be put on the mailing list. And my website is also Pamela Peak Productions. And on the menu, you just go under current show and past shows. In fact, about a year ago, this weekend, we did an entire performance of The Elephant Man a beautiful home in Laguna Beach. And the lady that opened her home to us, this, of course, was before the quarantine. The lady who opened her home to us, I know David's musicians that perform there. She is a beautiful sculptor and often displays her work there in downtown Laguna Beach. So we've done a lot of these. And the Laguna Beach audiences really do appreciate it, and we appreciate them.
Great. Are you still doing acting classes throughout COVID?
I sure am. You know where I'm teaching? I'm teaching out on my patio. We have this down to a science. All the actors bring a mask, but we also have the plastic shield. So when they're on stage, they maintain their distance, and we have the plastic shield so that actors need to see other actors' faces. And I teach Meisner acting classes since July 9th. And we've all been very careful and very responsible, and it's going wonderfully well because we believe, like giving this a show with a small audience last weekend. It was actually two nights with about 35 people each. We believe the arts need to move forward despite anything. We must stay alive and give people joy during this time where there's not as much joy as there used to be.
Well, wearing masks is not all that foreign to actors anyways.
Exactly.
Something that's been going on for a long time. Well, thank you, Pamela.
Thank you. We're
looking forward to seeing more of your performances. Thank you for calling. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much, Pamela.
And good luck with your fundraiser. I urge everybody to call on in and donate for this wonderful cause. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you, Pamela.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was Pamela Peak, actress, acting coach, and award-winning filmmaker, talking about things that she's been doing in Laguna Beach with her actors. And this is...
You are listening to KXFM and the KX Takeover, where we take over the radio station to raise money for KXFM.
And to donate online, just go to kxfmradio.org, click on the banner at the top of the page that says KX Takeover, and give till it hurts. You don't have to give much, only $20,000.
Yeah, give what you can. Give what you can. We are just so happy to be here. All you have to do is call 949-715-5936.
And we have another guest, actually two guests, I believe, on the line. And they are from the Southern California the Southern California Philharmonic Orchestra, a symphony orchestra that is in the area and is involved in Laguna Beach. And Jessica and Brandon, are you with us?
Jessica
is the concertmaster, and Brandon Mirasan is the conductor, the maestro of the orchestra. And we're trying to see if they're online right now.
We have Brandon. I think we lost Jessica. There's Jessica.
Hello.
Hey, Brandon.
Hi. How are you?
Good to hear from you, David. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you guys for such a warm welcome.
Yes.
Glad to be here.
There's Jessica.
There she is.
Yeah, it kicked me off, and now I'm here.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for having us. Absolutely.
Yeah, so hey, Brandon, tell us a little bit about your career with the Southern California Philharmonic and how long you've been with the orchestra.
So I have been the director of the Southern California Philharmonic now for 7 years. I started with the organization 7 years ago. It's a completely volunteer orchestra. We started with about 27 players, and we're now up to almost 80 on our roster and giving a 5-concert season each year up in Corona Del Mar. Mm-hmm. And so really enjoying the venue and enjoying the orchestra, and up until COVID have been really enjoying the concert going and giving so far. But we're doing our best to keep things alive.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And yes. Jessica, how about you? How long have you been with SoCal Phil?
Since 2016. So this is my fourth season with the SoCal Phil.
And you are the concertmaster. Why don't you tell everyone what a concertmaster
is? What is that? Yeah, tell
and,
us.
And what your responsibilities are.
Well, the violin is the hardest instrument in the whole symphony. So I guess that's why they give the first violinist the concertmaster title. But really just being the support, being the leader of the whole group. If I, miss a beat from Maestro Murison here, and I throw off my section and then the other section gets thrown off and then the whole thing, so really it's just being a strong leader for the group and just being a support, being a friend for, those who in the community too.
And you also have to be really good. I would say that. Jessica would never say
that.
Yes.
And Jessica, you live in Laguna Beach?
I do. I've been actually here. I grew up in San Clemente, but I've been here in Laguna, I can't believe it, 20 years.
Wow. So, that's awesome. Years. Look at that.
Yeah.
Local. Awesome.
Yeah, they haven't kicked me out yet. Master. It's awesome.
How cool. All right.
We had cellist Eileen Tai on earlier, and I'd like to have both of you talk about the Young Artist Competition that is sponsored by the SoCal Phil.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, David. It's a fabulous opportunity for young musicians, up-and-coming soloists and performers that are offered basically an opportunity. If you are a winner of our concerto competition, you are offered a spot to perform a movement of a concerto with the ensemble. Mm-hmm. We have three different categories, sequestered off by age group, 0 to 13, 14 to 18, and then 19 to 24 years old for our age categories. And each one has a winning category that allows for the winner of that performance category to perform with the orchestra. We also have other categories as well. We have a piano category, we have an instrumental category, and a vocal category that we offer. So we have quite a few soloists that join us every year over the span of 3 concerts, which we've had some amazing players, as you could hear from hearing Eileen, who joined us just shortly before. Jessica, would you like to tell a little bit about your experience with the competition?
Oh, these players are just amazing. Just sitting in the audition with Brandon, every single one of them is hard to judge. You're just,
right?
They're all
amazing.
Amazing. And they're all local musicians, too.
Wow.
It's so exciting to see these young people dedicated to good music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before we let you go, tell us what is coming up on both with the orchestra and with you, Jessica. I know you've got a couple things happening soon that people can enjoy.
Yes, so we at the SoCal Phil have gotten very clever with how we can fundraise online. We've kind of turned it into SoCal TV, and we are airing a fundraiser this Sunday. If you go to SoCalPhil.org, you could check out the flyer that's on the website. But this Sunday at 4 o'clock, we're airing a watch party for a concert that I filmed at the Bembridge up in Long Beach. And so I'm playing some pieces, the Vivaldi Autumn and Modern Piece by Alvaro Pärt, Frases, and then Tissot's Danse Macabre. And along with it, I've also tied in the story of the Bembridge estate, too. I'm also doing something similar here in Laguna at the Hortense Miller Gardens and Estate. And that's something that I'm going to be putting together for 2021.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is really great. And I'm so glad the radio station is supporting artists and events like this. So just a reminder, everyone, you can donate to the radio station. And you're listening to
KXFM Radio.
And how do you donate, Jennifer?
You just go to kxfmradio.org and click on the banner at the top of the page that says KX Takeover.
And we don't have a cheat sheet here, by the way. We're just doing this from pure memory.
Please donate, everyone. It's a wonderful radio station, and we're so glad to be part of this. Thank you very much, David and Jennifer, for having us.
You're doing awesome things, and we're so excited to listen to you.
Now, we're going to listen to something that you recorded, Jessica, with your friend Jillian, who is a harpist. Can you tell us what we're going to listen to?
Yes, this is the, it's actually a harp and violin. This is Malanga Picaresque, and this is a Piazzolla, an Argentinian composer. And this is something that, you know, Jillian and I were supposed to have a fundraiser here in Laguna in March, but because of COVID, it was canceled. So we decided to record remotely, and we've actually recorded our concert that we were going to perform. Mm-hmm. And it was all French and Argentinian music. So this is Malanga Picaresque.
Fantastic. Well, let's hear it. Thanks
so
much. Wonderful talk to both of you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Was Milonga Picaresque by violinist Jessica Hattie and harpist Jillian Lopez, and they are both members of the Southern California Philharmonic Orchestra.
And they were fabulous. That was just beautiful. And we are here listening to
David Parker, architect in Laguna Beach,
and Jennifer Halbert, a Laguna Beach real estate agent with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, and you're listening to
KXFM Radio Takeover.
Yes, where we take over the radio station to raise money for...
for the radio.
KXFM.
Hey, guys, I have Robin on the phone for you.
Robin.
Hi, Robin.
How are you?
Hello. Hello, Jennifer. Hello, David. How are you today?
Thank you so much for calling in. So tell us a little about yourself.
Thank you. This is Robin Thomas, and I'm with Novamax Funding. I live and work in Laguna Beach. I am a loan broker.
Yay.
So we have hundreds of loan programs, really awesome rates, and I love working with everything from first-time home buyers to jumbo loan programs. And rates today, we have great 30-year fixed from 2.5 to 3.5, just depending on whether or not you want to pay points, or 15-year fixed from 2.5 to 3.125, or sorry, 2.125 to 3.125, depending on your loan program and your personal financial information.
Wow. Yeah, these low rates are just, woof. So low.
Yeah, it's keeping us busy. We're working hard to get a lot of people refinanced or getting in the new home of their dreams, as you know, Jennifer.
So how is the loan business right now?
It's busy, but loving it. We're definitely busy. So working hard to help everyone get what they want. Yeah.
It sure helps me as an architect.
Yes.
Yeah. People need money to build homes.
Exactly. Well, the demand is high. And I think with COVID, many people working from home, it's making renters want to actually purchase. And so it's a win-win for everybody and helps stimulate the economy. So it's great.
Awesome. That's great. Well, thank you so much for
calling
in.
Yes, and thank you for calling in. It's so awesome.
You're welcome. Yay. You're welcome. And I'd love to donate. So,
thank you so
let
much.
Me know how I do that, but I'd like to donate $100 today.
Thank you so much, Robin.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Robin, I'll keep you on the line when you're done talking to them.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much. And everybody out there listening, follow Robin and do the same, because it's all for a great cause to support our local artists and Laguna Beach, and just keep it going. Everybody, keep the donations coming in.
I think we do, because I have a Susan that wants to talk to you now.
Oh, awesome. Oh, my goodness.
Let's talk to Susan. I think I just... That was Susan.
Oh, Susan.
Susan, call back.
Call back, Susan. We want to hear from you.
I think that might be Susan there. Is that Susan?
Oh, hi.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm good. I just finished a session in my office, walk into my car. How are you guys doing there?
Thank you. We're great. Thank you so much for calling. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you're doing over there.
Yes, my name is Susan Chavka. I am a RTT hypnotherapist, and I am just leaving work after doing an amazing session, transforming someone's life. And yeah, I was just calling in to... you know, make a donation and support Laguna Beach and the art.
You're awesome. Thank you so much. You're just awesome.
Good. People in Laguna are so dedicated to the performing arts and the visual arts.
Yes.
And KXFM Radio, which is what you're listening to, is spearheading the enjoyment of art in the community of Laguna Beach and sharing it with people and giving people exposure. Most of us would never get to be on NPR.
Exactly.
Or
yeah,
NPO,
I don't think we'd ever be on the radio if it wasn't for you. But we're having so much fun. Really, this is awesome. And Susan, I thank you so much. You are just awesome for calling in and supporting this great cause. We are so appreciative.
Thank you guys for being a part of it and doing everything and volunteering your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for calling in. And Ed will take care of getting that donation. And
Susan,
keep them coming in, everybody. This is awesome.
Susan, I'll keep you on hold right after you're done with this call, okay?
Perfect. Thanks. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you so much. And I just got a text from Vanjie Archer-Gunn. I'm really excited about having her on. She's trying to call in. She says the line is busy.
I've got Caroline on a line.
Let's chat with her. Waiting for Carolyn to call in. Yes, there you are. So, Carolyn, can you hear us?
Hi.
Oh, there you are.
I can.
Yes.
Hi,
so
David
excited.
And Jennifer.
Hello.
You guys are doing a great job. I am so happy. You are just a, you know, ball of love. I'll tell you, you just are helping everybody, you guys. So, congratulations.
You do some pretty amazing work yourself, and I'm so happy that you're able to call in today, because I just want to be able to, because it's so Laguna Beach. If you check out CarolynJohnsonGallery.com, you can see she does the most amazing recycled surfboard art that you have ever seen in your life, and it's just gorgeous. And tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, yeah, you named it. I've now done 128 recycled surfboards. So we're saving landfill and we're making beautiful art. And, you know, they have the beauty of like you're walking in the water. So it's all coastal contemporary look and, you know, just really peaceful and gives a lot of joy. I've had couples say that it's the only art like that they've been able to come together on. So that's kind of cool.
That is,
because
yeah.
It's so nice. But I am just getting ready to have a artist open studio. I don't know if you know, but a lot of the art shows have been just shut down. And I normally do about 11 a year, and I've done zero. But not to say that I'm not really busy, but we are having an artist open studio with three other amazing artists, all award-winning artists, in my courtyard, so it'll be an outdoor event.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. And, you know, I'm just thinking right now, David Parker, you know, what if we could get some musicians out there and we could kind of incorporate it?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, maybe we should get together and do something like that where we can have live music at this outdoor event.
Hi, Vanjie. Hang on just a moment, okay?
Oh, that would be amazing. You know, I love the Philharmonic and love to listen to that kind of music. I mean, there's nothing like hearing it live. And between art and music, I mean, I think what a lot of people need right now is a little bit of joy in their lives.
Exactly.
And, you know, to come out and to forget about their woes for a while is probably good for them.
Yes, yes. I agree.
Well, we have someone on the line that might even want to be involved in something like that.
Yes.
A really, really special guest.
Yeah, stick around and listen. And thank you so much for calling in, Carolyn. We appreciate you. And we're
so happy
to have had you on the line. Thank you.
Well, we're going to have we're going to have a drawing and they can go to the website to enter?
Yes. That's CarolynJohnsonGallery.com, right? Is that right?
Yes, and if they go there, they could enter, and then we'll have all the information on location and everything else.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Good.
Yes, we're so excited.
Thanks, Jennifer and David.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Thank you
Take
for
care.
Calling.
All
you
right.
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And you are listening to KXFMradio.org.
You're listening to KXFM.
And we have taken over the radio. We're talking about fun things happening in Laguna Beach that you probably didn't know about, and we have something really fun right now. Vanjie Archer-Gunn is on the line. Vanjie is the lead vocalist for Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, which has won 4 Grammys and 3 Emmys and multiple nominations. She is a highly sought-after session singer, sung in many films, including Star Trek Beyond, Jurassic World, Star Wars Rogue One, and others. And what you may not know is that she has appeared in several private concerts here in Laguna Beach with Sonatasia, which we talked about earlier. Hi, Vanjie.
Hi, Vanjie.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Thank you so much for calling in today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And Jennifer with me actually was at the performance we had last year where you sang.
Oh,
yes, I was
lucky enough
to hear that beautiful performance.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Well, tell us a little bit about your career as a vocalist over the years.
Well, you read some of the highlights, but it's been amazing and wonderful. I have been a studio singer, so movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, voiceover work, and then I've done a lot of live singing and traveled around the world, literally, and also teaching. And, you know, when you're a freelance musician, you say yes to almost everything.
I can really say that as an architect.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, tell us about Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band. Who is Gordon Goodwin? What's the band about? What are you doing? And what's your role in the band?
All right. Well, I've had the privilege of singing with this band for about 5 years now. And now I'm their lead singer exclusively, which is wonderful. He is a composer, a Grammy Award winning songwriter, composer. He did the music along with Michael Giacchino on both Incredibles movies. Mm-hmm. So the cues you would know, like that, he basically took the idea or was given the idea and ran with it. So that's definitely his work. And he has done a ton of stuff for Disney and for the parks and movies and all kinds of things. But I started doing sessions with him about 13, 14 years ago. And then as we went along, I said to him one day, hey, I want to sing for the Big Fat Band. He said, you should. And so my first time singing live with them was for an executive party in the back lot of Paramount Studios. Mm-hmm. And it just worked. It was a really wonderful fit. And kind of now it's just the history's in the making. I mean, we are doing tons of stuff. I sang on the last release, which was called The Gordian Knot. Mm-hmm. And COVID has kind of knocked us all out, unfortunately. But we've done festivals in France and in Japan and Shanghai and then all over the United States. So it's a blast, and we can't wait until it opens up again so we can keep making music.
Well, we played the Summertime earlier in the hour. If anyone missed that, it's on YouTube. There's a video of Gordon Goodwin and Vanji performing this version of Summertime, and it's sensational. I mean, it's just,
it really is
so good.
Yes.
Now, something happened to you that was very interesting back in 2008 with World of Warcraft. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, I was asked to come in and sing backups. As a session singer, we get called in to do a bunch of different things. And so the video gaming world, Blizzard, brought us in to do vocals on a game called World of Warcraft. Well, they asked me to stay after for a little bit and to try out a solo. Well, it was one of those rare times where this song was written for me. It just worked. Mm-hmm. And so I sang it through, I think, twice. And the composer, who is Russell Brower, was just kind of blown away. He goes, that's perfect. Thank you. And so for me, it was like, oh, yay, a little extra money. Woohoo, you know. And so, well, this thing took off. And I didn't even really understand the whole online gaming world at the time. So the song is a beautiful piece of music, and the gamers loved it. And so because of it, I ended up traveling with them a little bit with Video Games Live and then with Blizzard at BlizzCon and doing this song to huge audiences, like 10,000 plus. The crazy thing is, when I was rehearsing, the composer said, hey, not to put any pressure on you, but the gamers most likely know all the words to this song, so you better have it memorized. And it was in an album language.
When you Google your name, like a whole bunch of videos, the first thing that come up are from that, that convention.
Right, right.
Yeah. Would you like to sing a little bit of that? Just a few
Before you go, just sing a little bit for us so we can hear your voice again. It's so beautiful.
Anarela Belare. You know, there you go.
Wow, you're so awesome. Gosh, so beautiful.
Thank
yes.
You.
Oh,
well,
you.
It's unfortunately we're running out of time.
I know.
We were
going to
play some more music. We might be able to play a little bit something going out. And thank you, Vanji, for
anybody,
coming on.
Yeah, thank you so much. And everybody who's called and donated.
Thank you so much for donating. You can still donate. It's not too late.
Yeah, you can still donate.
To kxfmradio.org. And just go online to the website, kxfmradio.org. Click on the banner at the top of the page that says KX Takeover. And give us some of your money, and we really appreciate it. Keep the arts going.
Keep us alive. And if you would like, you can call 949-715-5936.
So are we able to play a song going? Okay, we're going to play Vanji singing. Which one are we going to do?
We're going to do Defying Gravity.
Defying Gravity. Yes. Oh, that's such a good one. Okay, well, thanks for everyone
Thank you, everybody.
Give me a
David. Fist bump. Yeah.
Just have a good day, everybody.
Say your song. Thank you, everybody.
You can still be with the wizard. What you've worked and waited for. You can have all you ever wanted.
I know.
But I don't want it.
No.
I can't want it anymore. Something has changed within me. Something is not the same.
I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes and leave. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love, I guess I'm lost. Well, if that love becomes that much too high a cost, I'm starved of defying gravity. Kiss me good. That there is or was, is ever gonna break.